Okay, we are rolling.
I have a winter hat on.
Same.
Oh, Brian does too.
I am not wearing one, but I am drinking a cup of tea.
I am too.
It is winter.
It is.
It's winter time.
It's kind of interesting.
It's winter time in Southern California. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Whoa. Yeah. Right into it.
Oh, my name is Brian Gerard.
Meow name.
I'm with Greg Riemhoit.
What?
And Ram Yat Chide.
Who?
I'm with Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, hey. Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Chide.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
We have three men inside, two wearing winter hats, three sipping on tea.
Mm-hmm. All three stricken with cold, I guess.
A full-on plague.
Yeah. Illness. Yeah.
There is a plague running across America.
It is.
Have you seen the Google flu map?
No.
Okay, well, you guys talk a little bit. I'm going to pull up this map here.
Why do you call me when I text you that I'm sick, Brian?
Listen to you. You sound terrible.
I do? Yes. I can't hear or smell or taste anything.
Guess because you're a victim of the flu plague epidemic of 2013.
Okay.
So anywhere on the map, this is basically the flu map, and the range is from green to nothing bad to a deep red, which is intense flu. As you can see by the map,
the whole country?
The whole country is in deep, intense red.
Oh my God, is that real?
Yes, this is real. Look at this. Do you see this spike here? It's actually starting to go down. But this is a graph showing the
we're looking at a
the
graph.
Amount of flu, and I'll put this up.
Oh
on the web.
Oh my God!
We've got to
and
post
then the
this.
Lighter the lighter blue are previous are past years, and so the dark blue
what?
Is this year.
What?
And it's just much much higher. Look, it's even above intense. It goes
oh
above intense.
Oh my God! Are
it's
we
well
oh,
beyond
fuck.
Intense?
See, I didn't know this. Yeah. I thought Brian called me the other day and said, oh, yeah, dude, it's the plague running across America. And
as
the viewers know, I don't watch the news, so I thought it was vintage Gerard blowing it out of proportion. But this is terrifying.
No, this is not. This is really happening across the country. Did you watch the Golden Globes? There was a bunch of people who couldn't accept awards because they were homesick with the flu.
Yeah, Meryl Streep.
And by a bunch of people, I mean Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Just specifically.
That's right.
Yeah. Muriel.
Muriel Streep.
She couldn't accept it. You know why, Robert?
Because she was homesick.
Home with the plague. The plague hit her house, too.
With the DBs.
So that's
everyone.
I don't think that was what hit her.
She had the DBs.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah, please.
Is this a conspiracy, the fact that everyone's sick?
No, but it's probably...
Is this biological control?
No. Let me see. Did you get a flu shot?
Nope.
Did you get a flu shot?
Mm-mm.
Neither did I. So this is the question. Is it a sort of a state of complacency? People around the country were like, no flu shot. Or was it that this particular flu shot was not as effective this year?
I think the people who got... They injected people with the flu shot who got the flu, and then they infected us.
No.
Have you seen Contagion?
Dead, yes. But that's not the flu. You're given... Was it influenza? I didn't think it was influenza. I thought it was something
else. Something else.
It was a pretty bad disease.
So you're given something that's already dead, and then your body... It depends on what you do.
Antibodies.
Yeah, if you get the injection, it's something that's dead. If you get the one that you breathe, you snort up your nose, then that one is actually it's live, but it's a smaller amount. So people who get that will sometimes actually get extremely mild flu-like symptoms.
I got a flu shot one time in my life, and you know what happened to me?
You got the flu.
That's right.
Yeah. Really?
100%.
Well, now this is the thing. They have no idea what the influenza virus will look like that particular season.
Right.
They have to make this vaccine before it hits.
It's guesswork.
So it's guesswork. And so this is what I'm guessing is that they were wrong this year. And they've been wrong before in the past.
How many people would have died if it wasn't 2013 and like we had...
A lot of people.
Oh, I bet you this would have been the great. This would have been the great.
This one would have been a wipeout.
The great wipeout. There's no doubt.
Well,
I mean,
the elderly and the children, because I know my nephews were hit pretty hard, and there's nothing you can do. Fever, you know. I mean, you can do things, I guess, but still, it's like, you know, it's a little.
You gotta let it ride out. You gotta let it out.
Help the fever break.
Literally, almost everyone I know was sick.
Yeah.
My brother and all his family got sick.
What, with the flu or with the cold?
It was a combo deal.
My parents are sick. Back home, in Colorado.
Because you know, I have a cold. My doctor says a cold.
Yours is officially a cold.
But is it part of flu season? Is it on that map? Am I registered?
I don't know if there's
a
cold
map. Or is that just flu people?
If there's a Google cold map.
Still, though, if that's just flu people, then
that's
think
just
about
flu
all the
people
who are also sick with the cold. Because do we know anybody with the flu?
But the flu is
cold.
The flu is body aches, headaches,
nausea
as well. So you could throw up. Mm-hmm. It's certainly you feel extremely tired, and it can last a week to more.
I may have kind of had a little bit of the flu.
I feel like you had a little bit of the flu because you said you have these body aches.
Oh man, and I was totally nauseous a couple mornings when I woke up, but I thought it was because of how bad my nose was.
Right,
which it can be. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Potentially,
it can all affect you. You also might be pregnant.
Yeah. Did you check your uterus?
No, I didn't check my uterus. Mm. You know what, though? I went to the doctor and they said, yeah, it's a cold. You got to ride it out. But here's a Z-Pack, which is antibiotics.
They gave you Z-Pack?
Yeah. And so
did you take it?
No, because the thing is, I've had a Z-Pack.
Yeah.
Doctors are crazy. They want to give you Vicodin and Z-Packs at every turn.
Apparently,
right?
The doctors you go to, was this Dr. Lee?
No. Okay. She's a dermatologist.
Right. I don't know who you go to.
I have so much respect for Dr. Michelle Lee.
Yes.
Right. No, this was my doctor at the Bob Hope Health Center.
And by the way, we should have Dr. Michelle Lee on the show.
Oh, my God.
Like she would do
she
that.
Would never.
I don't know. You never know. Could give her some clientele. Some
we should just show up in her office.
We're giving her clientele now by talking about her on the
right.
On
okay.
The radio.
Go ahead.
Because she's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Bob Hope Health Center. They don't try to give me Vicodin at the Bob Hope Center. But I have gotten prescribed over the past, like, two times that I've been sick. And I don't usually get sick. But, like, 2 years ago I was sick, and I then had sinus infections because I have deviated septum.
Yeah.
And they've given me Z-Packs for those. And then they gave me another one today. This time last week when I went in, and she's like, you know, if you're sick still and it's getting worse after, like, 12 days, get the Z-Pack, or you could get it now. But she just, like, gave me this carte blanche sort of
prescription. So you have the prescription,
yeah,
but you just haven't gone and gotten it.
Yeah, because I want my body to do what it naturally does, because I
Correct.
Feel like part of the reason I'm getting sick now is because over the past few times that I've been sick, I've used a Z-Pack that just goes and blows it out.
It blows everything out.
Blows everything out,
it
including
blows
my
out
immune
the,
system.
The good
yes.
and the bad.
So I'm like, I'm just going to let it play.
Mm.
So I've been sick. I was off my ass for 4 days.
So a Z-Pack is kind of like the guy who's like, I'm going to go. There's a guy in a room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the dance and I want to. This guy, he looked at my girlfriend.
Wait a minute. Is it a dance or a room?
It's a room with a dance in it. And it's like,
it's a ballroom?
This guy, I'm going to go beat the shit out of him.
Because
he looked at my girl wrong. I'm going to go beat him down.
Who's
and I
Z-Pack?
Go into the room. I'm going to be Z-Pack, right?
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to walk into the room. I'm Z. Call me Z.
Okay.
ZZ Top is my is playing. Is my theme music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I walk in as Z-Pack.
What car were you driving?
A Nissan Z.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I walk
in. Did somebody look at your fair lady?
Someone looked at my fair lady.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I get out of my Z.
Yeah.
With ZZ Top playing.
Yeah.
I'm the Z-Pack man.
Yeah.
I walk into the dance,
yep.
into the little room, and I'm going to beat this guy up, but I also beat up the other 275 people in the room.
Yeah.
That's a Z-Pack. That's what Z-Pack does.
A little overboard.
I beat them all up.
Yeah.
Even though there were innocent people in there, just bystanders.
Mm. Or you could it could be like this. There's a hostage situation.
Ah, yes.
Like, there's a bank. And there's a bank robber inside, and he's holding the whole bank hostage,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's just one bank robber.
Mm.
The police are negotiating with him. The SWAT team comes in. The guy who's been negotiating with the bank robber goes to the SWAT team leader, and he's like, look, Chuck, There's just this one guy. I know what he looks like. Here's a picture. He shows him a picture that they got from the digital imagery. Chuck's like, all right, okay, boss. And you let Chuck, me do my
and
thing.
And what Chuck does, he does the right thing. Chuck calls the Z-Pack man.
Yeah.
He puts on the ZZ Top album.
Yeah.
In comes a Fair Lady 300Z.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Out steps Z-Pack man.
Yeah.
Goes into the bank and wipes everyone out.
Mm. Throws a hand grenade in the fucking bank.
Yeah.
Kills everybody.
It's also like this.
Uh-huh.
You've got, the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Holds back quite a bit of water.
Right.
Yeah. But you're kind of thirsty, and you're at the base of this thing, and there's a little valve.
Yeah. Yeah.
You decide you want to get a little glass, just
little
one
spigot.
Little glass of
turn
water.
Turn the spigot on.
Just turn the spigot with a little squeak, you know? A little. That's what you want.
Right.
But then Z-Pack man is standing.
So then what happens, instead of twisting the spigot,
you twist the needle.
Not spick it. It's spigot. Spigot
is spigot.
A different...
It's a derogatory.
Yeah. Spigot.
Yes.
You turn the needle to a ZZ Top album.
Mm.
Drops what needle?
It. It's,
the needle drops on the album.
Player. Yeah.
And the Nissan 300Z Fair Lady flies in.
Yeah.
Z-Pack man gets out.
Yeah.
And then just dynamites the Hoover Dam
to
quench your thirst.
Yeah.
Killing everybody and everything. And
destroying the electrical power source of
America.
Well, at least that.
At least the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what Z-Packs do.
Yeah. But it can also be really great.
Yeah, well, it gets rid of it, certainly.
Because it throws everything. That's the whole Z-Pack.
Of course,
it's several antibiotics. It's just... We don't know how to kill this, so let's throw everything at it and wipe it out. There are a couple problems. One problem is if somebody doesn't take the Z-Pack all the way, then what you've done is you've just bred a antibiotic-resistant thing within you. Yes, because you didn't take it all the way through. You didn't actually kill everything, so now you're carrying something that could wipe out everybody because Z-Pack won't be effective anymore.
Oh.
And the second thing is... You're given so many antibiotics. The concern is that a lot of those antibiotics are just going right through your body, and they go into our sewer systems, and there's a lot of residual prescription medication that is in our sewer systems that can't potentially be removed by water treatment facilities.
Mm. And that's a concern. Start drinking it.
And we are drinking it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really, again, just a form of control. All of it.
No, it is.
What?
Yeah. No, it's just life.
How come growing up, we never experienced this? How come we used to be able to just get our vitamins and minerals by the food we eat, and now we need Z-Packs?
And by the Flintstones.
Now we need to get
oh, God, so
injections and Z-Packs.
We don't have to.
Yeah?
It's just technology, man.
Yeah.
It's the same as having an iPhone. You don't have to have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody does.
Apparently, some of us do have to have an iPhone.
Oh, God, could you believe how strongly I reacted when I lost my iPhone?
Yes, I can believe it.
Yeah, I can.
It's humiliating.
How quickly you went out and got another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, your will crumbled. I'm going to tell you, a client I have just switched from BlackBerry to iPhone.
I thought you were going to name drop.
And he said that
client.
No, he said that he was able to teach himself the iPhone within like 2 days. And this is a guy who isn't technologically savvy at all.
Yeah,
it's the same concern, my BlackBerry, man. This is my phone. I need this with me all the time. But, it just takes a little bit of time and you switch right over.
I've never had one and I'm so glad I never will.
An iPhone?
Oh, BlackBerry.
Oh, BlackBerry.
Yeah.
How come our the minerals and nutrients in our soil is completely depleted?
Brian, why are we talking about this?
I just want to know why.
It's a bummer, man.
Because the fact
is that has a direct correlation to why everyone's sick.
Are we
in the business of, like, go talk to Nate. Let's go talk to Nate again. Nate Lyons. Our chef Nate.
Yeah.
Let's have him come back and talk about it. Somebody that knows what they're talking about. Don't ask general questions about big fucking broad issues that we don't have the fucking answers to. Nobody wants to fucking hear it, man. They're listening to this show to have fun.
All right. You don't have to yell at him. Nathan
Lyons. I'm not yelling.
Nathan Lyon could come back and you know, talk to us.
I'm getting Nathan Lyon back.
Oh, good. But I don't get him back. That's fine.
I think that your question, Brian, is
why is it so bad that I have an inquisitive mind?
It's
and I'm
just
concerned.
These broad, sweeping doomsday.
Yeah.
Why is
has
it
nothing to do with doomsday.
Yes, it does.
It just
Brian.
Is bringing up a point that we should be considering.
It's asking a question that's just wrong. Why
too
is
big.
The sky purple?
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's exactly. So you're saying, why is our soil so depleted of all minerals?
It's not. Same answer.
We can't give you the answer.
All right. Now, I get it.
That you're looking for.
But our soil is depleted.
Okay.
You know, Brian, you put out this bullshit.
It's not bullshit,
and
bro.
Yeah, man. We have a lot of listeners, man.
Yeah.
You better realize that the things that you say, these broad generalizations of
people
naysaying
appreciate me
and
voicing
doomsdaying,
what's in their own.
No, it's bullshit. People are listening to you right now, talking this shit, and I'm sick of sitting by and just watching it go down. Uh-huh. I'm sitting here next to you every goddamn time that we record this stupid.
Whoa.
Fucking show.
Whoa.
I don't want to see Brian's shit floating down the river anymore.
Wow.
I would like it if Brian made a nice boat and started speaking for something, as opposed to like, it's all fucked, we're doomed.
Do you want Brian to switch seats? Do you want him to sit over here, maybe?
No.
Would that make you feel better?
That's crazy.
No, I'm not asking you, Brian. I'm asking Brian.
No, I don't want to be on the show anymore.
I want... What?
What?
I don't want to be on the show anymore.
I guess that was coming. What
are
is it?
Quitting the show?
It's been a few weeks. The cycle has come back around. It's like a menstrual cycle.
Every few weeks? A couple weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a menstrual
cycle.
Like it. Way to be tuned in, homie. Now, do you guys, when a menstrual cycle comes around, do you just disappear for a couple days?
What?
No.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
You just bury yourself?
I stop.
Stop being in power.
Stop everything. You stand still and hope not to be noticed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just try not to rock.
Talk about
boat.
This boat you want me to build and be piloting down the river.
Nothing. I just, you know, you just say these things. And I'm a delicate little flower.
Mm.
And I know that our listeners are also comprised of delicate little flowers.
No, that's where I disagree.
Especially... our Brazilian amigas, mi hermanos, adios.
It'd be great if one of these days you actually learned a nice
Portuguese phrase.
Yeah, I did.
That you can share with
us. Thank you, Brian, for finally supporting me on this. You've always been on, his side.
I did, actually. This week I worked on one.
Okay.
So
let's go.
Say it now.
Here we go.
All right.
Very good. Teed you right up. You're
let's
welcome.
Do it. Here we go.
Hola, mis amigas. De Brasil.
That's not...
in the biblioteca.
They don't have to go to the library.
Yeah, you guys cut me off. It would have worked.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just, you know, it's... when I text you and say, hey, I'm feeling sick, I don't want a phone call from you telling me that it's the plague and it's taking over the country. Like, when someone's genuinely feeling sick and feeling like, oh, my God, I'm actually thinking
he's
I might
telling
die.
You, but you're in good company with the rest
all
of
all I'm
the,
saying is when you call and say I'm sick, I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a shitty diet,
and
the rest of the world has the plague, so of course you're going to get it.
Pot calling the kettle black.
Uh-huh.
Shitty
I know.
Diet.
Exactly,
yeah.
Man.
I have a great diet.
No, you don't.
What diet are you on this week?
Food or water. Food or liquid that is clear. I'm just gonna. It's called the clear diet.
Mm. Clear food.
Clear foods.
What is
jellyfish? Yeah, jellyfish.
Delicious.
Gummy bears.
that sounds good. Actually,
I just want you to be nice, Brian. That's all.
Jello. I am nice.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Nicer than most people.
That doesn't mean shit.
Mm.
You're on a podcast. You're on a major podcast.
Major.
You know? And
do you know our podcast is number one in some selected areas of...
Yeah.
The internet?
The internet.
In a few select areas, it is number one.
You know, you just gotta... You gotta open up to the people a little more. Be a little more vulnerable.
All right.
Act like a nasal decongestant.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Decongest.
So what you're saying is I don't do any of these things.
No, I think you do, but I don't know if you share them. So what could you say that's positive about what's going on in
that's
our country
good.
Right now?
With the plague?
No, that's what we're kind of...
That's not it.
Not
man.
It? Oh, just
no.
in general.
Just
what's
in general.
Something positive that's happening right
now? Or, sure. With the plague, what's something positive that's going on with
the plague? Yeah, let's
do it. I think the positive thing with the plague that's happening is that there's certainly a select few probably older, decrepit white men who are profiteering from their drug companies that they own because of the plague.
You know, I am
Isn't that
so
exactly
glad.
What I just was talking about that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, and I'm just so glad you didn't say that there are certain older people who have died because of this. I'm just glad that you didn't.
Did you think I would say something crazy like that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I think most of the people at home think.
But that's still a negative outlook, what you just shared.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
Really you want a nice positive? Here's a
yes.
nice positive.
Give me some positive.
But something that you might actually believe.
Yeah.
I believe that. I think that.
Positive.
Do you see how difficult positive thought is for you?
Yeah.
I just want you to be aware of like the fact that there's an empty space where positive thought might be right now.
Or maybe there is no space for positive thought with mm-hmm. Brian.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Do you know how much joy Beyonce brings to our pop culture lexicon?
No, how much?
A lot.
Were you...
People are obsessed with her.
Really? Are you? Yeah.
She's going to be performing at this year's Super Bowl.
Okay.
She brings a lot of positive, inspirational energy.
Yep.
Beyonce. Or as I like to call her, Mrs. Hova.
Yeah.
That's right. H to the Izzo.
V to the Izzo. For Sheezy Moneezy, we used to dribble down in B-A. P-A? V-A? V-A.
B-A. Mrs. The Mrs. Hove.
Young Hovey, you heard?
I'm gonna work on
Jay-Z that I just
that
did,
good.
Right?
Yeah. Young Hovey, you heard?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Not at
yeah.
all.
That's what? It. Yeah.
Tune into the fucking greatest.
That doesn't make any sense.
Thank God for Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I love Jay-Z so
love
much.
So they're a positive thing.
Okay.
I'm going to work on positivity. On behalf of Robert Scheid, Gregory Hoyt, I'm Brian Gerard. We're the Scheid Show.
Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off, nigga. I got you. If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you kick that dirt up your shoulders. I'm probably over to y'all, probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things that go with the Porsche.